For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life. Now, this is the word of the Lord. Let me pray as we think about this verse. Father, we thank you so much for sending the Lord Jesus into this world. Please help us to understand this verse now, to understand how wonderful you are and how loving you are for people who don't deserve it. Please help us to understand your text in your word now. Amen. In our series this month, we've been thinking about why Jesus came from the Gospel of John. And today we're finishing our series, finally finishing it, but it's fitting really being on Christmas Day, the day when we do think most about Jesus's birth. And why was Jesus born? Why did God allow his Son, the eternal Son of God, to be born? All around the world, people think about Jesus' birth today. All around the world, people don't think about Jesus' birth today. But we have lots of things that make us think about it. We have nativities, we have carols, and we even have Lego videos in the 21st century. But why did God allow his Son to be born to this world? I'm guessing maybe some of you already opened presents today. Has anyone opened presents today? Oh, what did you get? What did you get? A TV, did you say? Oh, a TV. Oh, what did you get? Anything nice? Any of the kids, anything nice? Huh? Lego, you got Lego. Oh, see, it was obviously a very good plan to have the Lego video for you then. Great, yeah, and it's fun getting presents, isn't it? And in our verse today, John writes about a present that God gave to the whole world. It says it right there. For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son. In the Bible, God is revealed as three persons, the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. And in this verse, God gave his only Son, the eternal Son, to the world. Jesus was born, the Son, in all his might, was born as a baby boy. And we've read about it already. We've sung about it already. God so loved the world, but he allowed his only Son to be born to this world as a human baby boy. It sounds lovely, doesn't it? What a wonderful gift. The cute baby Jesus, the adorable baby Jesus, was given by God. It's a verse that people can read and think, isn't that just lovely? God loves the world. Ah, he's giving us this cute baby boy. It's just lovely. But it doesn't actually read quite like that when you read the context. It's the problem with reading one verse on its own. It can sound like anything, and we can make it sound like how we want it to. You could read it as, for God so loved the world, gave his one and only Son, and you could leave it there. It's lovely, isn't it? But in John, the word world isn't used for Christians or good people. It isn't used for Jesus's followers or believers. The word world isn't used for good people. The word world in John is only used negatively. World in John is bad. The world is who reject Jesus. The world are those that Jesus won't be friends with. He won't be in union with. In later chapters in John, he speaks of his disciples not being part of the world anymore once Jesus has taken them out of it. He takes people out of the world. The world represents not being with Jesus, not being people who follow him. The world represents being people that hate Jesus, that hate God. Now read the verse again. For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son. God gave a gift to the world that hated him. Now, has anyone given presents to people before that who hate them? Has anyone done that before? There's apparently someone who really hates me at the moment.
I Christmas
night,
I know that you come along, ring our doorbell,
ask
for tin foil to cook the turkey. How about next
that year?
Get your own
tin foil. Well, you know what? I love you, John Joe. I've got a present for you. But don't open it yet. Now, it's more like that. We didn't have arms wide open when Jesus came. We wasn't waiting for this present. God so loved a world that hated him, and he gave them this great present. God loved that world. God loved this world, the world we just described as being anti-God. For God so loved the evil, wicked, God-rejecting people that he gave his one and only son. His love for wicked people in the world was so great, he gave his son. A world that rejects God, a world that rejects Jesus. And this love is shown even greater when we read the verses before. If you look down with me, verse 13. No one has ever gone into heaven except the one who came from heaven, the Son of Man, which is Jesus. Just as Moses lifted up the snake in the wilderness, so the Son of Man must be lifted up, that everyone who believes may have eternal life in him. The Son of Man, so that's Jesus, that's another name for Jesus, must be lifted up. This means killed on a cross. God sent his son into the world, his only son into a world that hates him, to die for that world. God loves the world so much that he gave his only son to be born and to die. God so loved that world, and that world did kill him. Doesn't it now make that verse that much greater? God loved this world that much that he gave his one and only son to an angry, hateful world like that. What undeserved love. What a wonderful gift. It really is a lovely verse when you see what the world really is. It shows the love of God for a world that truly hates him. But it's not lovely in the way we usually depict Christmas. Jesus comes as a baby and we accept graciously and we hold him. We look at him. He's so sweet. Isn't he lovely? Watch nativities. This isn't what the verse is speaking about. God didn't give the world a baby that loved the baby. God loved this world that hated him, that hated the baby. In John chapter 15, Jesus says, if the world hates you, keep in mind that it hated me first. If you're not a Christian here today, then you are part of the world that hates Jesus, that hates God. As you sit and wonder at the little baby, at nativities or in songs, what is it that you actually love about him? The Bible says it can't be the baby. It can't be Jesus. The Bible says you hate Jesus. But God gave the baby to a world that hates him, not for no reason. Right, you might ask. And that's in our second half of the verse. Jesus was born because God loves the world, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life. Now, this baby, the reason for the season, excuse the cringe, brings the offer of eternal life. I look down at me again at verse 16. For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life. The baby Jesus offers eternal life to whoever believes. Eternal life to whoever, despite the wickedness, despite being part of this world. Believe is a bit of a wishy-washy word sometimes. We've said this before. And many people say they believe in something, But when we use the word believe, all it means in the Bible is trust or rely. So to trust in is another word for believe. Do you trust in? It's about trusting in Jesus, not just believing in Jesus. A lot of people say believe. Do you trust? Do you rely that he is the only way to know God? Our words' meanings always changing, so we want to make sure we use words that correctly capture the meaning of a translation. And trusting is a bit better than believe. Trusting in the Lord Jesus, that is what gives eternal life. The world will perish. Those of the world will perish. The Lord Jesus offers to take people out of this world and into eternal life. Now, this sometimes raises the question, if God loves the world, why doesn't he give eternal life to all? And that's something I wondered in my teens for many years. It's part of the reason I stopped coming to church, actually, for a few years. I wasn't coming as regularly. It didn't make sense to me, but that was part of the problem. It didn't make sense within Reese's boundaries of what love is. My thinking was that God should give everyone eternal life unconditionally. But that wouldn't be a very loving God. It would be a God that doesn't care about sin, about rejection, about wickedness, about a wicked world. That wouldn't be a loving God, one that doesn't care about punishment. And where we learn about God best in the Bible, we see that God's love leads to him sending Jesus, giving that great gift, someone who would die to take the punishment of the wicked world, those who accept him though. God loves us so much that he provides someone to take the place of punishment. That's why he had to die. But if we don't want to accept him, then of course we will perish as we rightly deserve. Now, if you're someone who trusts in the Lord Jesus, then you are someone who is not part of this world. Despite living in it, he has taken you out of the world. And if you don't trust in Jesus, the only Son of God, then you are part of the world who hates him. You make up the world who hates him. But he offers to remove you from that world and give you eternal life. He offers a great gift to you. My angry helper, all we need to do is trust and accept the gift. Thank you. Do you want to hold this one, actually? Thank you. God offers a great gift this Christmas, greater than even the PS5 sitting under your Christmas tree. All you need to do is accept it. God so loved the people of this wicked world that he's offered something so great, despite you not deserving any part of it. All you need to do is open it. And for those who do trust in the Lord Jesus, then today, let's be a wonderful reminder that you were part of this, of the wicked world. You was part of the world. As you open presents, maybe pray each time saying, thank you, but we've got something so much greater than what I'm opening right now. As you eat your food, maybe say thank you so much to Lord Jesus every time you do something different today. And let it be a great reminder every day after Christmas, every day next week. But you do have the greatest gift of all, eternal life, through the one, the Lord Jesus. You can sit down now. Let me pray. Father God, we thank you so much for sending your Son, your only Son, to come among the wicked world who rejected him and killed him. And we thank you that you allowed this to happen so that we might have eternal life through him. We ask that we would remember this today and every day. Remember this great gift we have, greater than anything we can be given here on earth. In his almighty name, amen.